After the G20 Economic Summit ended yesterday, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev met with members of the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington. NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Schor was there, and he's in the studio to tell us about it. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Leanne.
Tell us a little bit about this meeting and what Medvedev talked about.
Well, it was interesting because Medvedev had presumably come here for the great summit of the 20 nations to deal with the economic crisis around the world. But they took the opportunity to set up a meeting with several hundred people there, obviously a lot of media people there, and he was introduced by Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State, and who, interestingly, is now working in the Obama transition. So his contact with her is, in a sense, part of his contact with the incoming administration. And he had a message to deliver. And his message was, we've had some bad times between the U.S. and Russia up till now, but now it's time for the U.S. and Russia to compose their differences and march together step by step.
You say that he said he wanted Russia and the United States to bury their differences. How much did that have to do with the election of a new president here?
Well, a lot. They had gotten to be very sour on President Bush. And they didn't see much hope coming out of that. But now they've read that this fellow is pragmatic, our new president-elect is pragmatic, that he will talk to people and so on. And they are acting now, and Medvedev sort of made that clear. He really wants to get along. He wants to provide every opportunity to solve some of their problems. And there are some big problems.
What kind of problems did he mention that Russia has had with the administration here?
Well, the biggest current problem is President Bush's plan to establish a missile defense system, elements of which would be in the Czech Republic and in Poland, sort of on the border of Russia. And in a speech that he made on November 5th, the day after the election, Medvedev indicated that if the U.S. proceeded with that plan, then Russia would establish missiles in Kaliningrad up in the Baltic in order to threaten Europe. That is the scariest thing so far that we've seen in those relations. He indicated that he was ready to climb down.
This was not the first Russian leader with whom you've had contact, is it?
Well, no. In the old days, when I was a CBS correspondent in Moscow, and even thereafter, I was assigned to cover Nikita Khrushchev. And there was something about what's happening now that reminded me a little bit of what happened with Khrushchev. When President Kennedy was elected in 1960, Khrushchev made a big gesture, released a group of American pilots who had been brought down and were being held there, and indicated that he wanted to start anew with President Kennedy, having had very bad relations in the end with President Eisenhower. And so it really was, new president, we're ready to start all over again. And I had a sense that this was all the invitation to the dance.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Schor. Dan, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.